This is KNPR and KNPR.org. We remember a remarkable Nevada woman who made this state better because of what she accomplished. Here is Senator Richard Bryan with Nevada Yesterdays.
As the story went, reported by Mark Twain,
in the name of the people of the United States, to whom you bold and armed.
The stage is set in Nevada for the 35th nuclear explosion. Donald Campbell, the fastest man on water on Lake Mead, Nevada.
Mary Dean Martin died recently. Some of you may have known her because it showed up in some prominent places. She was a major donor to numerous organizations and causes. But there is so much more to her story and how she affected all of us. A building bears her name, the library at Nevada State University. That's appropriate. She helped get the school started, but there's much more to her story. She grew up in Las Vegas and went to Las Vegas High School. There she took courses in library science. She intended to be a librarian. The problem? There was no local university then. Classes didn't begin at the University of Nevada's Southern Regional Division, as it was then known, until 1951. The University of Nevada in Reno didn't have a library science program, so she took correspondence courses from the University of Utah. When I was a student at Las Vegas High School, she was working in the library. In 1957, Maud Fraser Hall opened as the first building on what would ultimately become the UNLV campus. The library had three employees, and when the assistant librarian left, Mary Dean Martin got the job. She eventually completed her education at American University and involved herself in education in Southern Nevada. It wasn't just because she was married for 66 years to Charlie Silvestri, who eventually became a top administrator for the Clark County School District. She taught classes and worked with authors on self-publishing. She helped start the SafeKey program for latchkey kids. She was a founding member of the Friends of the UNLV Library, now the library's community advisory board. She became a board member for Boys Town of Nevada, the Boy Scouts, KNPR, and Vegas PBS. She and Charlie underwrote programs, including antiques, roadshow, and great performances. Mary Dean did assorted freelance work for many years. In 1974, she worked with her friend Milan Brown on his campaign for Justice of the Peace. They needed an advertising agency and hired May Advertising. Its top political operative was Jim Joyce. I had known Jim since we were in elementary school when we snuck into the old Las Vegas Wranglers Class C baseball games. At the university, he ran my successful campaign for student body president. He was an usher at Bonnie's at my wedding and a godfather to one of my children. Mary Dean and Jim worked well together. He asked her to join him in starting their own agency, which would handle political campaigns and advertising for businesses. Jim suggested Martin and Joyce. As Mary Dean put it in a book that Jim's daughter Merrily edited about her father, the librarian and me couldn't tolerate that because it wasn't in alphabetical order. From 1975 to 1988, Joyce and Martin advertising became legendary. Jim was the top lobbyist at the legislature and brilliant at running campaigns. Mary Dean ran the operations, and as Jim put it, she would teach him business and he would teach her political consulting. They represented everybody, from Senator Howard Cannon to Sunrise Hospital. Jim and Mary Dean parted as friends in 1988. He continued with Joyce Advertising, which his son Robin took over when he died. Mary Dean then teamed with Mark Brown, whose father Bob had been Jim's boss at May Advertising. Isn't it a small world? Mary Dean eventually semi-retired, if you could call it that. She remained active in the community, and with her husband Charlie, did a lot to make this community, and all of us in it, a better place to live. This is Senator Richard Bryan, urging you to join me next time for more Nevada Yesterdays.
Nevada Yesterdays is written by UNLV history professor Michael Green and is supported by Nevada Humanities. This is KNPR and KNPR.org.